Sometimes on Ecolution, we get covered in mud. We get splashed by water and noticed by wildlife. But we rarely get a chance to be all out fabulous. So we were more than delighted to be asked the Dublin final of Junkature in the Helix.
Hi, my name is Katie Brill and I'm the Head of Partnerships and Communications at Junkature. Today we're marking and celebrating, being 15 years in Ireland, at the Junkature Dublin City Final at the Helix. We have over 60 design teams from schools across Ireland, from all the way in Donegal, right through to the Midlands, Galway, Cork, all over. And these 60 design teams of students aged between 12 to 19 are here with their innovative and sustainable creations made entirely out of 100% recycled and upcycled materials. And they're about, what, 2 hours away now to go on stage and perform to a sold out show, an audience ready to see their creative talents on stage tonight.
As Katie said, students travelled from across the country with high fashion costumes all made from materials that would otherwise wind up in the bin.
Hi, I'm Alina Taffner.
Hi, I'm Anna Robinson.
And I'm Emily Tracy, and we're all from Burskane Community College. We are today in the Helix. We're doing the Junkature Dublin final. Last year, actually, in third year, I came up on the trip to see the TYs doing their Dublin final, and I just really, really wanted to be part of it. I thought it seemed amazing, lots of fun, and really good for art and everything.
Our design is based off climate action, the ice caps melting in the Arctic. So our piece is made out of cut-out cans, and we used O-rings to link the cut-out cans together and sew them onto a two-piece skirt and corset. And then we have these waves that represent water, and the waves are made out of muslin and PVA glue lined with wire to get the shape. And our headpiece is made out of plastic straws and plastic sheets of paper that were heated down with a heat gun.
It's actually a very comfortable piece. I was surprised because there's a lot of like bits that kind of like prick into you, but they're actually, it's comfortable to wear, and it's really extravagant to like be on stage and seeing everyone in the audience and everyone else who's there, and you make great friends and everyone looks amazing, and it's really nice, comfortable piece as well to wear. It first started with my arm. I got a burn when I was really young, and it was obviously a horrible thing that water can do, but it can also be really beautiful. And it really just went into the piece of like doing water and ice, because it's the opposite of heat.
I hope it will last a while. I hope it'll at least last till we make it to the stage tonight. But I think it is also a really big important part to us, is definitely the message. And the message is kind of trying to cause the least amount of waste possible, to think of the oceans, think of sustainability and everything like that. And if it doesn't last, I hope at least the message does, and that one is clear.
And the message behind these dresses was key for everyone we spoke to.
My name's Evie.
My name's Cara.
My name's Isabel.
And we are Unreadable Beauty from Sligo Grammar School.
The inspiration for our design was dyslexia. Our materials was like focused on like how people with dyslexia learn and try to study and stuff, especially during Leaving Cert and Junior Cert. Like coloured paper and plastic folders and stuff for overlays.
18% of our school is dyslexic, so we did that survey to count up who, like, kind of what struggles the school had with dyslexia, like physically and mentally, because it's different for everyone.
I'm the model for today. It's comfortable, but when you're in it for a long time, it gets really sore because you want to sit down.
You have to be careful that it's like recycled as well, and you're using materials that are like either secondhand, so like environmentally friendly.
It's a one-off piece, but we would like to think of it as a work of art right now. But it's really important to really realise where your clothes come from and what you're going to do with your clothes after you wear them. Are they one use, or can you wear them for a while? It's really important to understand that our world has limits.
Those limits are so important. We can't keep going beyond the edges of what our world can sustain. The central idea of the circular economy. And a carousel is quite a nice way to promote circularity.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Alex, and we're from Sleeshan College, Powiskenry.
We made a carousel-inspired costume, and we used a lot of stuff that we found around our school, because we share a campus with an agricultural college, so they have a lot of old silage wrap and high-vis vests that we took because they were lying around, and we put them into our Junkature. We were looking at SDG 13, so climate action. We used a lot of bright colours and high-vis vests because climate crisis is a big problem right now, and that we need to draw more attention to it.
I'm modelling the costume today.
It's like heavy, but it's as comfortable as we could get it with all of the stuff we use, like leftover foam from different projects and different pieces in the art room, to kind of add padding to the inside of it for myself. And the hat, it's very heavy because of the materials that we used. We used insulation foam for it, so it's quite heavy. The dressmaking, first we all sketched up our own ideas. So Alex was the one that, their design is the one that we made. And it was just, we all fell in love with the idea and our teacher did as well. So we just kind of went at it. We changed the design a few bits. We changed the skirt to be a bit better. Like our old design didn't have the kind of rim around the edge of it. And we didn't have the stripes in the middle of the skirt either. We added those in just before this round.
We decided we wanted to be a part of Junk Couture to showing our artistic skills off and the issue with sustainability in the world right now and how if we don't stop the cycle of fast fashion and non-sustainable items, we won't have a future world to really live in.
The message behind Junk Couture is stark when put like that, but instead the event feels like a celebration of repurposed materials.
Over the years, we've seen everything, any kind of material at Junk Couture. Fun fact, I actually did Junk Couture myself back in 2012 and I dried out some orange peel collected from a local juice bar. And tonight we have even more incredible materials. It just shows you the total innovation of these young people and how they can think outside the box, really thinking of circularity and how we can see the waste around us as the resources of tomorrow. And these young people certainly have sustainability through creativity, I suppose, at the forefront of their thinking.
I'm Sophie Warren from Blessington Community College and this is my design tied to tradition. It's made entirely out of reused neckties that I collected from family and friends and a donation box in my parents' work. After the COVID-19 lockdowns, people don't really wear such formal clothes to work. It's much more casual. So people have all these ties lying around and nothing to do with them. I think it's important to like make something out of it. I think it's a great way to reuse something that can hold a lot of memories, because ties are often worn for important events, weddings, funerals, and they can have sentimental meaning to them. I think it's important to be respectful working with material like this, but also it has such potential because essentially they're just panels of fabric and you can do anything with them. I've used them in different ways here, lending the shape to like the shape of these sleeves. I mean, I've always had a passion for sustainability since I was young, and I would consider myself a very creative person, and I found fashion as a perfect medium for me to express myself. Also, Junk Couture is such an amazing like creative outlet, because there's no opportunity like this for people our age to do something like this.
I'm Varvara from Loretto Navin Secondary School. My costume name is Mindscape, and it's inspired by teenage mental health and how it's easily overlooked in the modern day. We wanted to focus on how many kids have deep thoughts in their heads but aren't able to express them because of fear of rejection, and we wanted to represent that.
My name's Veronica. The SDG that we chose for our dress was the good health and well-being, to also symbolize adolescent mental health.
The making process was quite difficult, as we made the corset from scratch and the skirt from scratch, but it was a very educational process. We learned a lot of new skills, we learned a lot of new crafts. It was very challenging, but it was overall very worth it.
There weren't that many boys taking part in the event, but that is changing.
I'm David.
I'm Mark.
I'm Liam from Colossal Aid August Yosef, and I'm the model for today. Our design takes inspiration from the Limerick Greenway, where we're from, and clean travel, specifically bicycles. We also took inspiration for the style of our costume from the music artist known as Prince, and it really inspired like our entire style and how we put everything together.
So our costume has kind of a jacket, waistcoat, shirt and pants, and of course has our big wheel at the top as kind of a headpiece. We use bike parts like bike gears, chains, we use bike reflectors on our cane, we used the whole bike wheel of course, and we used bike frame to make a frame for his back to hold the bike wheel.
In TY, when we were given so many opportunities, we came across Junk Couture, and seeing all the previous winners and the great things that they can do with sustainability out of creating such beautiful outfits, we thought we could really try to connect it with the Limerick Greenway, which we felt wasn't done in Junk Couture before. We felt it was great to be able to do this all as an all-male team, which we think is a very rare thing in this competition, but we were just all very delighted to take part in it. We don't know why it is not really encouraged amongst boys. I don't know why they wouldn't take part, but I think it really needs to be promoted because it's such a great opportunity to express your creativity and your own style, and I think it's such a great thing to be doing in school as well.
I find it very comfortable, and also not too much bother about it being heavy because I'm very strong, like you know yourself.
As Katie said, the competition has been running in Ireland for 15 years. offering a chance to celebrate all those that took part in years past, as well as the new batch.
There's this wonderful student who is our current World Designer of the Year, Clodagh Ramsay, from Mullingar Wilson's Hospital School. And my goodness, isn't she just a fantastic young woman and someone to look out for in the future of innovation and fashion and sustainability.
Hi, my name is Clodagh Ramsay and I'm 17 years old and I'm the World Designer of the Year 2024 for Junkature. But previously I made a design called Bohemian Pampas Tree, which won innovation in Abu Dhabi in 2022. That was a fully circular design. It was made from pampas grass and moss and it had to be watered 3 times a day and kept alive. It was fully circular as it was returned to the ground after I was finished with it. I don't have it anymore because it's planted again. I was first inspired by nature and organic materials. So my design is made from over 2,000 mussel shells, Irish blue mussel shells. They're all individually layered. If you can kind of see, it creates a ripple effect like water. So that was the idea behind that. It's all attached to lace that I got from a charity shop. And I chose lace because it's a feminine material and my design is all about being fierce and feminine. So it just does that. It is fully compostable, fully organic and fully circular because my design will be ground down into fertilizer when I'm finished with it to enrich the soil. It's quite heavy. It's 30 kg. That's something that I know as a designer I have to work on making it a little bit more wearable because it is quite heavy. But yeah, I'd say that's a really important part as well because you have to be able to pull it off on stage.
One of the heavier parts of Clodagh's mussel piece was its impressive headdress, which was nautical in its own way.
So it's made from an old ship from a charity shop and all of these feathers are from an old craft piece and an old handbag and they're attached to foam as the base. So it's a symbol of rebellion and empowerment and the battle that our generation has to face in the fight for zero hunger. So that was a really key part of my design. The oceans are a vital part of the world that we live in today and it's crucial that we actually take care of them. And that's what this competition is all about. It's about spreading the important message of protecting our environment or any other causes.
And others were inspired by the sea too.
I'm Isla Fitzmaurice and I'm from Gael Coláiste Ciarán in Kerry. Our dress is inspired by compass jellyfish, which is a very common jellyfish that you see when walking along the beach. It's also inspired by a study done by the EU Commission that said that jellyfish mucus can be used to bind and filter microplastics from the water. We use plastic to represent the microplastics and we also use netting and stuff that can be found in our oceans.
I'm Breed O'Sullivan and I'm the model for today. It feels amazing to be like walking around in and I feel very confident in it, but it is very uncomfortable and quite heavy. It's about like making sure you can move in it and how it looks, and comfort would come secondary to that for me. I'm sure it would be higher on the list for other people, but it is what it is.
I'm Faith Fitzmaurice from Gael Coláiste Ciarán. I'm one of the designers for this project and our thought behind the design was to make it move. See, it's a very large dress, so to have it stagnant would be uninteresting to watch. So we negated this by using 2 rings at the top and leaving the bottom free to move, to give the dress that extra bit of flair. The hat is hand crocheted by our model. It is made out of plastic bags and bits of veg sheet fabric that we use to give it a more interesting design.
It's okay to work with your sister because we can take the dress home and work at it at home and there's not really scheduling problems or anything when we're trying to find ways, times to work on the dress. And also there's less fights because when you fight with your sibling it's not really the same as fighting with like another person.
Oh, I'm definitely going to enter it again in 4th year, definitely. Because I'll have more time and overall a less stressful approach to this competition considering I have the junior cert coming up in a few weeks.
You might spend a few months working on your entry, but the skills of making, fixing and mending you develop last a whole lot longer.
You know, 6 years into working with Junkature, every year I feel more and more, I don't know, it's not emotional, but it's, I feel just really proud of young people. I think they have a place in this conversation. Not only does Junkature benefit young people on the social capital side, the confidence, public speaking, the friendships, the collaboration, all of these incredible transferable skills when they go on to careers in the future.
Hi, I'm Erin Godson. I'm from Arts Guru in Bandislo. My costume is talking about my Nigerian culture and it also shows my stance on sustainability. From the top of my headpiece to the point of my heels, you can really just see the Nigerian inspiration throughout because Nigerian designs, they are bright and colourful and they experiment with different textures and colours and shapes and patterns, and that's what I really wanted to produce in my design. Growing up here and there, my parents would give me like Nigerian clothing, but I only went to the country once when I was 5, so I didn't actually get the chance to really experience and immerse myself in Nigerian culture. So whenever I wear Afro-Oti, I just really feel like I'm representing my culture in the best way possible, and I feel like I'm showing the side of me that I've never really got to express before. I used scrap fabrics from a clothing alterator in my local community, and I also use scrap yarn as well from my sister's knitting projects, and I repurposed them and I crocheted them to make my outfit. It's something I taught myself from the start of Junctor, which was really hard because with the fabric it was very, very hard, especially with the denims and the laces. Like the denims, they're way too tough, and the laces, they're way too delicate and they'll rip and tear in the middle of crocheting. And so it was a very hard skill for me to pick up from scratch. But once again, like, it just taught me so much more for the future and really like taught me to stick to it. And it's a lifelong skill that I've learned now from Junctor, so yeah.
And Aaron wasn't alone.
It is my first time making something like this. For the whole bike wheel, I had to make a whole frame. I tried welding. I never welded before. My father has a welder. I tried new techniques on all the cane, the whole jacket, and I sewed a shirt I'd never sewn before. I got a 10-minute lesson from my mother. Never done it before.
Well, my granny tried to teach me how to knit, but I've never been good at sewing, but this definitely helped me get a lot better. And working with different colour palettes and materials, it definitely helped a lot.
Like sewing or knitting or anything like that can help a lot for mending clothes so you can be reused again.
I think it's a life skill. I think everyone should be able to fix a shirt, mend whatever they need or make whatever they need or anything. Like, it should be taught in schools. People need to know this. Like, it is necessary for life.
We only got to speak to a fraction of the people behind the designs on show. Those we did see had made high fashion out of household rubbish, but all with that circularity in mind.
Through creativity, you are engaging young people on the importance of circularity, and that's through a creative project like Junctor.
And what they take away from it is there's ways to be more sustainable in their everyday lives as well.
I think it's really important that everybody my age should be educated on how to be more sustainable.
Sustainability is a large part of clothing I choose to wear, because there's no point in buying something and then only wearing it once or twice. It's taking up space in our landfills and our wardrobes in the day-to-day.
I'm going to say try buy things that you can imagine wearing in, if not the next month, at least like a year or two. Like, I've clothes going back have lasted me almost like a week, or I buy them for one occasion. Don't do that. Try get clothes that you think you can wear to multiple occasions, multiple years, seasons, layering, everything like that. Things are not a single wear and clothes are not single use. That's what I'd say.
Also, like, just remember to be like imaginative with the stuff you buy. Like, you can always get into sewing and you can make your own things, and there's like charity shops when you can rewear things people have worn, especially to get good quality clothes.
I think for anyone trying to be more sustainable in their fashion, thrift, use secondhand clothing, secondhand anything.
It doesn't have to be brand new. And if you are buying brand new, maybe think, do you really like it or need it, or are you just buying it because it's trending? And if you can, buy secondhand in charity shops or even rent items, because I know a lot of people my age do that now, and it is quite positive.
Make it yourself, because the fashion world is such a diverse space and anyone can do anything. And I think it's really interesting to see, especially with a lot of young designers coming out of all countries, even Ireland, to see fresh ideas and new perspectives, I think is such a great way to express yourself.
It may be sometimes expensive to buy something that lasts for a long time, but it's so worth it because you'll have it for much longer. Buying clothes that are just one wear use, it really doesn't make sense, because you can always wear your clothes more than once. It doesn't have to be always unique, because you can make it unique in your own way.
A big thank you to the organisers and participants of Junctor 2025. They really were an inspiration. And if you'd like to see their incredible creations, be sure to tune in to the final on RTE2 at 7 p.m. on Monday the 19th of May. Who knows? Maybe you'll light up the stage next year.
For any schools or educators or parents listening there, or young people, they can go onto our website and our social media at junctor.com. That's with 2 K's. We are getting ready for the next cycle of Junctor. It's just around the corner. Summer's fast approaching. Get collecting your materials, get thinking outside the box, start thinking about the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which one inspires you, because each design has to be tied to one of them, and get signing up in September, ready for the 2026 competition. Cycle.
And with that in mind, we asked people for their top tips on how to prepare for Junctor.
I'd say to start small and to start now, because you don't need a massive design studio or any fancy materials. You can just go to your local charity shop and see what hidden gems they have there, or even in your house, root around and see what can you repurpose and make into something new. Or even like me, look to your garden for inspiration and see what it has to offer as well. Because either way, it's about shifting your mindset. And when you start exploring sustainability creatively, you can see how powerful your choices can be, and that your vision and your voice can make a real difference. And Junkature allows you to do all of that.
Good time management, I think that's the most important one, because you don't have a lot of time throughout the year. So as soon as you know that you want to take part, to just get into it.
Just go for it, start making things, and then if they don't work, try again. There's no point in not trying again.
Don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to ask for ideas from other people. Ask other groups, ask other teams. They'll help you along the way and stuff, like they've helped us.
Think outside the box, try something different, try something new.
I'd say just trust the process, because there was a few rough patches when we were making the dress, but all in all it turned out really nice, and we're really proud of it and how far it's come from the first day.
I think it's a lot easier if you just pick one person to have the idea, so then you can change it and you can develop it. But if you choose one design at the very start and you don't deviate from that, apart from when you're making it, it makes the process so much easier if you're not fighting over different ideas. You just kind of need to pick one thing.
It's quite difficult to find something that fits you, so a lot of tweaking had to be done to make sure the measurements were right. A lot of trial and error. But I'd say if you are taking part in this competition, that's to be expected, and to not give up if something goes wrong. It can actually make your design better.
I think people should take part in Junkature to express their creativity as much as possible. And we need to use our voice as young people to really make sure that we stand for sustainability as well, and make sure that we combat all these things that are making our world a worse place. And we try to use our creativity and innovation skills to really show ways that we can just make the world a better place for everyone around us.
Yeah, we have exams next year. We have to do actual work, and this is way better.
I think Junkature is an incredible competition, and it is really for everybody, because it allows students to be creative and express themselves through their designs and actually spread a message that they're really passionate about.
I just think a lot of things come from fast fashion and loads of big business brands that are really affecting the climate, and just the way they're made is awful. So I just think it's such an inspiring thing to make outfits out of things that are just reusable and things that people wouldn't think to, and you can just create this magical outfit that just lasts for years then. And it's just, you'll always have that, and it's something you just would see on the street or on wherever, do you know what I mean?
It does feel empowering to do Junkature. I'm anxious for the future world, but I think it's getting better through processes like Junkature, which are bringing awareness, which is the whole point of our design, bringing awareness and the warning signs of climate crisis.
Honestly, I obviously will be disappointed, but I won't be sad if we don't get through, because everyone here is so genuinely talented and designs are so amazing that everyone here deserves a chance to win. It's just incredible.
Ecolution was produced by Nikki Coughlin and presented by me, Evie Kenny. Don't forget, RTE2, 7 p.m. on Monday 19th to watch the final. And head to RTE Kids YouTube for our panel discussion on fast fashion.
This is our
RTE Junior Podcast!
For more, search RTE Kids Podcast.